We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. If you've ever found yourself making the same mistake over and over again because there's literally nobody around to tell you that you're about to make a mistake, that you're about to drive off a cliff, then this episode today, consider it your lifeline. We're talking about creating real accountability when you're the coach, the strategist, and the person doing everything else, all rolled in one. You know, that entrepreneur that has to wear many hats? Well, this is your expert circle finding your support when you work alone. Here's something that nobody tells you about being an entrepreneur, a solopreneur. That the freedom to make all your own decisions is also the curse of making all of your own decisions. When you work for somebody else, you have like these built-in reality checks. Your boss questions your approach. Your colleagues notice if you're going off track. And there are meetings, there are deadlines, there's even peer reviews. All of these external structures keeping you on track. But now you can pursue a terrible strategy for 3 months straight. And the only person who knows is you. You can abandon an approach that was working because you don't feel like it anymore. And there is nobody to talk you off that ledge. And sometimes the isolation of working solo isn't just about feeling lonely. It can actually be dangerous to your own business. Few years ago, I had spent 6 weeks building what I was convinced was the perfect coaching program. I was obsessed. I had spreadsheets. I had the course outlines, the delivery schedules, and it was going to change everything. I promoted it. I launched it. And crickets. It was a complete failure. We had 2 enrollments. And I needed a minimum of 10 to break even. Well, and here's the embarrassing part. I never once ran that idea by anyone else. I never asked a potential client if they'd actually want what I was building. I didn't validate it. I never even described it out loud to another human being. If I would have had a business partner, then they would have asked obvious questions like, have you validated this with actual prospects? But I didn't have a business partner. I just had me, my laptop, and my very convincing internal monologue. Well, that failure cost me 6 weeks and a couple $1,000s in times and tools. But more importantly, it taught me that accountability isn't just about staying motivated. It's about staying sane, about having someone reality check your ideas before you spend weeks pursuing something that makes sense only inside of your head. And that led me to start building what I call my expert circle. An expert circle, my expert circle, your expert circle, it's not about finding people to boss you around. It's about strategically surrounding yourself with different types of input that replaced what you lost when you stopped having colleagues and a boss, for example. Or when you moved out of your home and your parents are no longer saying, it's my rules, my house, you're on your own. And that expert circle could also be like your own personal board of directors. It could just be the way that you ask people for their perspective. The first kind of person is someone who'll tell you when your idea is terrible, when you're being unrealistic, or when you're about to make an obvious mistake. Not a negative person, but someone who values truth over making you feel good. Someone who's honest with you. And for me, this is a former business mentor who has zero filter and saves me from myself regularly. The second kind of role or person that you need is someone who has the opposite energy. Someone who believes in you even when you don't believe in yourself. When you're in that, what am I even doing spiral? This is a person that will remind you why you started and what you've already accomplished. It's like having a cheerleader and that friend that will understand because they have been in the trenches and they get it. Then you need that client voice. Someone who represents your actual market, your actual client. So they ask the questions your clients would ask. They're the kind of person who says, I don't understand what you're offering. When you've been speaking in industry jargon for 3 weeks. And this might be a friend outside of your field or even a friendly past client. Someone that's going to force out of you having to explain how the process or the system or the idea works. Because it's different than how you're processing it in your own brain. The next kind of person that you need is that person that's going to help you stick to systems and to routines. They're not checking your work quality. They're just checking your consistency. For me, this is a health coach, and she is constantly asking me how I'm doing on my health journey. She'll check in. She's also understanding. It's super simple, but incredibly effective when you have someone just checking in. And lastly, you need someone by your side who's a few steps ahead of you in business or in life because they've made the mistakes that perhaps you're about to make. And when you're facing a big decision, they help you think through the implications that you might miss. And this could be a formal mentor. It could be a coach, a business coach, a life coach, or someone in your network who's generous with their time. The key is that they don't all have to be formal relationships. I'm intentional about getting each type of input when I need it. So your next step is to identify your expert circle. Look out for 5 people that can each fulfill one of those 5 roles that I mentioned. And for each role, write down 1 person who could fill it. Don't overthink this. It doesn't have to be perfect. Some people might fit or fill several roles if you don't have 5 people. And you can always change the people too. It's not like because you're writing it down that you can't change it. And then out of that list, pick 1 of those people and reach out to them this week. Don't ask them to be in a formal circle or anything. Just touch base, get their input on something that you're working on. It could be as simple as, hey, I'm working on this program idea. Would you mind if I ran it by you? Most people are flattered to be asked for their opinion. You are validating them. Their opinion matters. And when you get that input, notice how different it feels to get external input on something that you've been wrestling with internally. That feeling of, oh, that's so obvious. Why didn't I think of that? That's what you've been missing. The goal isn't to outsource your decision making. You're still the expert. But even experts need reality checks. And you deserve the same level of perspective and support that people in bigger organizations get, even though your business is just for you. Even though we have AI and a lot of people are having conversations with AI, don't underestimate what that human answer will be. Don't just rely on artificial intelligence. And remember that asking others for inputs isn't a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of wisdom. The most successful entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, consultants, experts, they aren't actually solo. They're just strategic about how they get the accountability and the perspective that they need. In our next episode, we're going to talk about something that hits different when you work for yourself and how to recover your momentum when the weekend destroys your weekly rhythm and Monday feels like starting from scratch every single time. Until then, start building your circle and remember that you don't have to figure this out alone.